shit you go through. Oh my God. You make me weary of travel, and we're going to Tampa over spring break, and I'm just like, oh shit, this better work.
Listen, if you need tips on how to climb over a fence, I'm your girl. What you need a really good pair of Pumas.
That's right.
Okay. That'll get you over.
I'll remember that.
You might need to be gay for like half a second, because that helps you hulk up.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now. Like,
no
problem. No problem.
It's
good. I'm a lesbian! And then you're like, hauling ass over a fence.
You know, my husband might object, but if it works, he won't care.
Everybody's going to look at you and be like, what the fuck did you just yell? I'm a lesbian!
My lesbian superpowers will help me trump the fence.
I need Pumas. I need pussies on my feet.
Pussy and Pumas. That should be the title of this podcast somehow.
Pussies on my feet.
I got them on. Pussies on my feet. Pussies on my feet.
All right.
Awesome.
So, welcome back to Mouthy Broadcast.
Woo!
It's our first show of the new year.
Happy
and I think
we've
already evolved to work.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get drunk this time.
No.
Why not?
It's
all right. Oh, bad things happen when I get intoxicated.
Isn't that the point?
Sort of, but you know what? I feel like we're level-headed enough that we can maneuver whatever way that we need to in any format.
Yeah,
so,
but my head ends up in cleavage, apparently, when I get too drunk.
Well, you know...
Again, what's the problem here?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be responsible.
Oh.
Trying to be responsible.
You're so grown up. I love it.
She's not. She's a liar.
I know. I'm a fucking liar.
That's a spirit.
So I'm Jenny.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jean.
And I'm Charlene.
Yay! Hey, welcome back, Charlene.
Yay!
So it's been like a year, right?
It's been almost a freaking year, bitches.
Yeah, sorry. That's my fault.
I'm sorry.
I can't make any excuse.
That came out a little more accusatory than it meant. It was just more like, I'm back, bitches. More like that.
Raise the roof.
I'm so white. It's awful. I can't do that.
Jesus Christ, you live in Fargo.
I know. I'm in total white bread town
not
here.
Not much option over there.
No, you have the option between Norwegians, Scandinavians, or Germans.
I had worked in Des Moines last year in January, and I was like, wow. I had never experienced that type of feeling where I was like, wow, I'm really dark.
Your Asian-ness was shining.
Yeah. No, but, you know, because most Asians, like, when they think of Asians, they think of more of, like, the lighter skin, the pretty type. And that's one thing that that you'll find is that a lot of the times, not even just with Asians, but with any type of ethnicity, that you'll have, like, a scale of who is acceptable and who is...
Are you an unacceptable Asian?
No. It's kind of like... You know, they know that I'm the darkie. It is horrible. You know, not that I'm like
darkie.
Like some kind of, you know, like low, wrong type of chick.
You're a dirty Asian is what you are.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm just imagining like the racist walking around with a Pantone book of skin tones.
Seriously? Holding it up.
There's this book. It's called... When the Elephants Dance, and Filipinos by nature are very, very, what do you call it?
Dark?
No, not dark, but just...
dirty?
Not judgmental, but they're superstitious. So when you have this type of linear type of scale, and it's very true.
You're on a sliding scale of
Asian
darkness.
Like, even if you were to have, you know, just with African Americans, like, most people accept, lighter skinned African Americans than they do, like, a darker skinned. Because they feel that the darker skins are more,
So are you a troublemaker because you're dark?
Well, yeah, of course.
She's just a troublemaker.
I'm just a troublemaker in general. I mean, for God's sakes. But it's that scale. It's like, you know, like, oh, well, your people don't have the advantages that the lighter skin have. So wow.
That's craziness.
Yeah, it is.
Sadly
if you
true.
Think about it, like within, you know, within the states too. Not necessarily like color wise, but just like verbiage, like dialect. You would think that someone who's got more of a New England accent is more intellectual than someone who has
a southern
accent.
Or from like Fargo, maybe.
Absolutely.
What?
Exactly. You know, like,
oh,
that,
shut the hell
you know,
up.
Midwestern, like,
we talk like Canadians.
Yeah, Canadian style.
I am racist against Canadians.
Yeah. It rings very true. So if you are of the, you know, of the type that has more of the lighter skin tone, then you're more accepted than
I accept you, Jean.
Well, I thank you.
Yeah.
Because,
I accept you,
you
know, too,
darkiness.
Man. Love.
I could be the dark.
I got love for
I
Asians.
I have no problems with that, bitches. Look, I don't go out to tan until it's like July or August. Y'all can catch up with me until...
It's the middle of
takes
winter.
A lot of
I got
work.
A sunburn like going outside today. It's awful.
You would not believe how many tanning places there are here. It
I'm
is
sure
disgusting. Like, seriously, I don't know, honestly, why people even try here. We maybe get 3 awesome months of real, genuine outdoor sunbathing. So, I mean, really, why try to maintain it the other 9 months of the year? That is a lot of money and time. I just
well,
don't get it, man.
About, like,
I mean, I'm obviously very pale. You guys can see me. I've
you
given up.
You blended with the wall.
Yeah. I'm glad you're wearing a green shirt, because I almost was unsure. With the
just
with
how
the
pale
light wall behind you.
Yeah. It, no, seriously, this is almost translucent skin. It's, yeah, it's color correct, yes.
Is that a vein I see? No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. You're
yes, it is, a as a matter of fact. Pops out when I drink.
You wouldn't like me when I drink. My veins bulge.
So, Jen, you had a story to tell us.
Oh, my God.
Ooh,
yes,
neighbor.
It's another edition of Jen's Story Time. It's Jen's Story Hour, except it won't be a 45-minute long story. All right. So, I live on the water, but it's not a through waterway. It's an enclosed waterway. And, excuse me, we've got a lot of different wildlife that comes through. We have Muscovy ducks, we have Canadian geese, we've got mallards, we've got cormorants, egrets, I mean, just all kinds of different wildlife that comes through, especially depending on what time of year it is. But the Muscovy ducks, and if you don't know what a Muscovy duck is, they're odd-looking ducks. They kind of have, like red beaks, and they, like, make a really, jutting motion with their head as they walk, especially when they're excited about something.
Could you demonstrate?
They kind of do like this as they walk.
Oh, how I wish the listeners could have seen that.
Can be kind of a pain in the ass-ish, but they're fun to look at and have around. Yesterday, I was on my deck cleaning it off. The last couple of days here have been phenomenal weather-wise, just like nice and warm, and so like
as compared to the previous couple of days
where it's been like below close to zero and
oh,
yeah,
shut
polar
up.
Vortex bullshit stuff.
I know.
I actually had to put a jacket on. What the fuck?
Oh, you poor thing.
Right?
I feel so sorry for you.
I might have lost some of my darkness in the last couple of days. So I'm out on my deck feeling the need to, like, you know, clean it up and like do something with a nice day, and there was a Muscovy. I live on the third floor, and there was a Muscovy down at the bottom because we also have had some rain. So there was a puddle, and it was getting itself a drink. And it always, you know, looks up at me hoping for more birdseed from my feeders to fall down so they can eat some of it. And so he's looking at me waiting for some birdseed. And I hear the pop of a gun, a BB gun, except like, yeah. And I see the Muscovy react to it like it got hit, like it threw its wings in the air and like stumbled to the side. And I was like, what the fuck? So I look over the railing and I can't, like, whoever shot, I couldn't see it, and they didn't shoot again the rest of the day.
So some asshole's just out there using it as like his little private
yes
shooting range.
Yes. So today, it's even nicer today weather-wise. It was in the 70s today.
So much.
So, sliding glass door was open, and I'm watching Golden Girls. Thank you for being
nice.
A friend.
Thank you.
I would love Golden Girls.
It's a badass show. It really is.
Thank you, Hallmark Channel. And so I'm watching Golden Girls, and I'm kicked back on the couch, and I hear the pop of the gun again, the BB gun. And so I very quietly go out onto the deck, and I lean over to see where it's coming from, and I can see on the unit that's on the other side of me down on the ground floor, I can see a hand with a BB gun in it shooting at Muscovies and Mallards that are just chilling out sleeping at the edge of the water, like away from him. Like, it wasn't even in front of his unit. Like, it was away. And I can tell, like, the leaves are jumping in the air every time he shoots, like he's missing them, thank God. Thank
was
God.
He drunk?
He wasn't a good shot. So I wait for him to do it again. And the second he does it, I scream at him. I'm like, stop shooting the ducks. And he looks up at me. He's like, what's the problem? It's only a BB gun. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, then give me the BB gun and let me shoot you.
Yes!
Just once.
Fuck yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much. I have a story to follow this up. But please continue.
Like, let's decide on whether or not it hurts.
Yes.
He's like, well, they keep shitting on my porch. And I'm like, well, you decided to live on the water, on the ground floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the fuck did you think was going to happen? I'm like, seriously, don't fucking live here if this is your idea of getting rid of poop on your porch. And he's like, oh, it's not a problem. I'm like, I will call the authorities. Like, don't fuck with me with this. Stop shooting the ducks. I'm seriously telling you now to stop shooting the ducks.
And pretty much all you have to do is get one of those little tiny fences and put it up along the end of
there's,
your patio.
There's a lot of things that you can do to keep them from coming on porches. So I was just infuriated. So I end up emailing the property manager, but knowing she wasn't going to see that till Monday, I walked my ass down to the office. And there was like three girls working in the office. And thankfully, I was the only one in there. Like, that could have been great if there was more residents in there hearing me rail on. So I'm the only one in there, and I sit down, and I'm telling them, and she's like, when did this happen? I said, within the last 20 minutes, like, the long enough for me to change and to, like, walk my ass down here to, like, tell you guys. And she's like, what unit is it? So I tell her the unit, and it turns out that the guy that's on the lease works for my apartment complex. Oh. And so they're like, are you sure it was that unit? I'm like, I am 100% sure, because I had a conversation with the other guy, not the guy that works for the complex. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, what does he look like? I'm like, he's a short blonde hair, fat dude with glasses. And so she picks up the phone and calls that unit.
Damn.
The guy that works for the complex picks up, and she's like, who's at your house that has short blonde hair with glasses and is fat shooting the ducks? And so they, like, figure out who it is, and it ends up being somebody that doesn't even live there. Doesn't even fucking live there.
What?
And is still shooting our wildlife because he's mad that they poop on the porch.
Oh, dude, fuck off.
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
So I'm going to follow up on Monday and see if they've done something about it, because I have no problem with going to the authorita.
Nice.
They just pissed me off. It was just totally unacceptable. Like, I don't care how old you are male-wise. Like, there are just some things that you don't do.
Yeah.
Right.
And who cares if it's just a BB gun? Like you said, how would you feel if it was you? It's still going to hurt.
It's still going to hurt. And that stuff, you know, our listeners remember back, I am halfway to being a tree hugger. So that includes animals and all this other shit. And that leads eventually to lead poisoning. Like, eventually the BBs that are in the animals right now are going to get very, very sick and will probably die from this, because that inevitably happens.
Oh my God,
because it happens,
dude,
to bald eagles all the time. All the time.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you just said that, because, okay, here's my follow-up story. Is last year when our cat, when we were figuring out that he was diabetic, he has diabetes.
Diabetes. So he's
diabetes.
He has the beatus. Yes.
Diabetes.
We were trying to figure out if it was a kidney problem or, you know, what was going on. He got x-rays, and we found out that our cat has three BBs embedded in his body.
Oh, shit.
And this had to have happened before we adopted him, because he was 4 years old when I adopted him, and he is certainly, this has not happened since we've had him, okay? And I was shocked. I had no idea. And there were three of them. And I'm just thinking, who the F did this? If I ever find them, I'm going to take a freaking gun and shoot them and see how they like it.
Exactly.
Sons of bitches.
Team on it.
where were the BBs in the body? Like, were they, like, in a bad place?
One is really close to kind of, like, the right, like, just next to his spine on the right side on his back.
Oh, God.
And you can feel that one. Because at first I thought, what if that's a tumor? And no, it ends up being a bullet.
It's not a tumor.
And then there's tumor. Yeah,
it's not a tumor.
Sorry. One is actually close to his butt by his tail. And then another one is by his right leg, which has always been sensitive. And now I know why.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, my poor baby. Thing. Who would... I'm sorry, my cat is effing cute, okay? Why would you shoot him? It was either some stupid-ass 12-year-old or some asshole who does not respect animals, and for that reason, I would just shoot them alone, because I'm a kindred spirit with you on this, Jen. I love animals more than I love most people, because yep. We have domesticated animals. We have taken it upon our responsibility to make them helpless, depend on our every whim. And so... we should treat them accordingly, not like, you know, they're not wildlife anymore, so they can't fend for themselves.
The Muscovy ducks are exactly that. They are essentially domesticated outdoor ducks.
Yeah.
They more depend on people like me that have bird feeders that drop seed to get a meal for the day before they're going to go out and like kill something to eat it. So it's our fault.
Now, what the hell is a Muscovy duck?
The Muscovy duck they have a very distinct face, and like at the top of their nose, they've got
like they kissed a turkey and the turkey face
sort of yeah and they've got usually they've got like red beaks and they're larger in size. They're about they're a little smaller than a Canada geese.
Okay.
Canadian geese. I have no fucking clue what you call them. Their babies are cute as hell though.
We have those around here. Yes, they are goddamn cute. But I hate to admit, I've probably not seen one of these red beak ducks ever. How sad is that?
I'll remind you to I'll find a picture of a Muscovy duck.
That'll be our featured image for the show.
Sweet. They have, like, for how ugly they are, they have a wonderful name because it's really fun to say, Muscovy.
Yeah. It sounds like a medical procedure.
I'm going to have a Muscovy duck today. It got right in my ass, and I don't know how the hell it happened, but they're removing my Muscovy duck.
My Muscovy gets all inflamed.
I have a cream for your Muscovy. Hit me in the Muscovy, baby. One more time.
Yeah. My Muscovy is flaring up about once every month or so. You have to use that cream.
But ducks are just mean. There's some that are nice, but there's many that are just rude. And, you know, no matter what you do, because where I am situated in Virginia Beach, I'm very close to what's this man-made place called Mount Trashmore. And
yes.
They've got these... you know, geese and ducks that just kind of come in the neighborhood, and they look really cool, but they're very, very rude.
They are assholes.
They're assholes because people feed them and they get used to that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you don't go up and you don't be like, hey, ducky, blah, 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 they're like,
so don't be like me, in other words.
Yeah.
Don't feed into it.
You're just mean, and they'll chase you, and you'll be like, oh my God, because you'll start off with one, and there'll be like five more that just come out from whatever, and you're running.
Now, if one of these geese or ducks or whatever was attacking you, would you be justified in shooting it with a BB gun then?
See, the thing is here, ladies, I'm understanding, I think you and I, green shirt, we're together on this. Because I never have anything chase me. No, none of the ducks at Trashmore, none of the ducks at my house have ever chased me. Because they love me, because I have a heart for them. So you bitches just need to start being nice. Maybe, and they'll stop chasing you.
Maybe it's just interpretative. Like, you know, we think that they're chasing us. You think they're coming up to, like, give you a hug.
No. And I hug them, and they love me. They nibble my ear, and I'm like, I love you too.
They're evil. They look at you like... with their beady little fucking eyes and their little
mouths. Do you need me to buy you a BB gun or something? Where are we at here? Am I buying you a BB gun?
No, you don't have to buy me a BB gun. I've got a real gun.
Oh, shit.
Jeez.
This podcast just took a dark turn.
Those dark Asians are dirty, mean people.
Goddamn Asians.
You need me to throw out my ninja, you know, my ninja star, because I will.
My ninja star.
Filipino gang of Virginia Beach is going up against the duck gang.
Yeah.
the Muscovies versus the Filipinos.
I can't throw names because that would be wrong.
That needs to be an anime thing.
Yes.
Oh, well, I told you my story wouldn't take 45 minutes.
No, not this time.
But it was a good one.
It was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know that it was good as Genato. I'm actually going to be heading back to Detroit in 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
In the middle of winter time, I'm going to be there. So we'll see. I have another story.
Oh, I hope you come back with something gold.
Maybe we'll slide off the runway or something. Who knows?
It can happen.
Yeah, it can, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's the D.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and finish up the show.
We need a refill.
Yeah.
I just did that. I have no shame.
She doesn't have to get up. She's got it all set right there.
I've got the bottle right here.
All right, so we'll be back.
Peace.
Oh, you guys are fun.
Mouthy Broadcast is brought to you by Jewels by Mouse. Return those ugly sweaters, lame gadgets, and kitschy crap you got for Christmas. Buy yourself something shiny from jewelsbymouse.com. They specialize in stunning handcrafted silver jewelry, necklaces, earrings, bracelets, rings. They do it all, including beautiful handmade jewel boxes to keep everything in. Val makes jewelry that she loves with mixed metals and rivets, unusually shaped stones, spiraling organic forms, and textures that want to be touched. Be sure to check the specials page for clearance items. That's jewelsbymouse.com. Tell them Mouthy Broadcast sent you.
I'm messing with a zombie flying by. That's nuts. That's ridiculous. That's just asking for zomperism.
What?
Zomperism.
Zompires exist.
Oh, stop acting like you don't know what a zomper is.
Zomperism.
Yeah. Zomperism is
the disease of zompers. Right?
No. I hope not.
The breadsticks.
Do they?
Dipping sauce. Dipping sauce. Zomper.
Zomperism.
Zompire.
It's all vampiric in here.
What a nice Chianti it's a probably.
It is thunder and lightning.
Crazy thunder and lightning.
January.
Is it? Wow.
It's really evil outside.
Thanks, Obama.
I saw this out quite late last night. Late. Because I'm going to this conference next week, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to stay out. So I stayed out.
Are you still drunk?
God damn, did you hear the thunderstorm? I'm like, huh?
It did thunderstorm last night. That shit woke me up. It woke me up.
Wow.
It woke many people. I'm like, yeah, no.
I wasn't a huge rock star. I was like home by 10:30.
I was probably playing Minecraft and it was raining in the game, so I just assumed it was that.
It was like 1:30, 2:00. I'm like, I'm going to sleepy now.
Real world, what?
Oh, that's hilarious, Jenny. So, I do have a bone to pick with you guys. What is with the Trent Reznor hate lately? What the fuck?
I don't hate Trent Reznor.
Dude, you guys are just totally, ripping on him. What the fuck?
I don't like the new album. I didn't like the new Nine Inch Nails album. I think, I don't know, he just needs to kind of move on and do something new, I think. Basically.
But he did. He did How to Destroy Angels, and I hate it.
I didn't hear that. I like the... what is it? The Social Network and the girl with the dragon tattoo. I think he really needs to move more in that direction.
I agree.
Trying to go back to Nine Inch Nails and keep going with that same sound. Because, it's basically him.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? When you're a happy person, it's hard to make, rageful hate music. And I know that he's really happy now. He's got a wife. He's got a couple kids. His life has turned around. He's sober. I totally get it, and I'm happy for him. But in a way, I see your point. And yet, I did not hate the album. I just think this is just the next step in the evolution. This is what it is.
Right. I wouldn't say that I hated it. I listened to it once, and I just...
Okay.
This isn't for me.
That's your problem. You got to listen to it more than once because really it does grow on you. Now, not all of the songs do grow on you, but you will find your favorites. You will find the layers within the songs that you do like, and you will appreciate them. You really will, Jenny. Give it another try.
Okay.
It's like mold. Let it grow.
It's my homework. I will do this.
This is due on Monday.
Okay. Charlene, I am bailing for the other 15 fucking things I decided to book in my day today.
Okay.
But I wanted to, like, wave.
Okay.
Don't talk because I can't hear.
You're leaving?
Okay, okay, now I'm good.
wait. You're leaving? What the fuck?
I am. Oh. I came to, like, give a story and then I'm bailing.
Oh, I'm so sad. I love you.
You know what?
Hug. That was a touching moment right there.
It's like I'm moist in my Muscovy for you.
Have you guys played Cards Against Humanity?
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, I fucking love that game. We did that last night with some friends and we were drinking and holy shit, was that fun.
It is so much fun. A couple of friends of mine used to do a game night like every couple of months or so.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be like the finale of the night was playing Cards Against Humanity. And there were some that I would sit next to my one friend and we were like equally disgusting and disturbed. And we would be like, should I play this? No, play that one. You know, and we just help each other out because it was just
sweet.
More fun. We didn't care who won. We all win.
Yeah. Honestly, who keeps track of the score in that goddamn game?
Right.
Why would you?
It's so much fun.
Oh, I love that game so much. Yeah, we're going to have to do game nights and invite people over because, yeah, last night was a blast. It was great.
I've thought about doing it a few times. In fact, I was going to do it for my birthday and everybody was busy. Like,
oh, boo.
Out of like the 15 people that I had invited, I want to say like half of them were all on the same kickball team and they had a game that night or something.
Oh, shit. Kickball. Really?
Right?
Damn.
Kickball.
Lame.
What are you, in middle school?
Seriously. That's what we fucking did in middle school. I'm trying to figure out what your poster is that I see in the background. I can't quite figure it out.
So it's the life when 3D first made its appearance in the mainstream.
Okay.
And they had the they did a picture of it. And my thing is like if you look at it, there's a game that I like to play with myself. Because you can see that
there's a game I like to play with myself, yeah. Too, but I'm not talking about
right.
that.
There's a dude that is not quite, you know, it's kind of like, you know, which one doesn't belong.
One of these things is not like the other.
Exactly. There's a poor, probably nearsighted fellow that just is like, with his glasses on, he's like, damn it.
I see the lady with the glasses and she's like
there's another dude that because this was like 1952 so he's like fuck.
Oh, I see him.
Do you see him? He's just like very upset with the whole business. He's like
trying to adjust the 3D glasses.
He doesn't even have
he's
the 3D
just
glasses
a blip
he's
for
like,
me
fuck.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How do I 3D glass?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
I feel like a little kid on
okay,
your couch.
That's totally like awesome, because from my perspective,
well,
they
I'm
look
small,
like aliens
so
with,
well.
Like, really hollow eyes. It's the 3D glasses. Now I know, but...
Yeah, because we're, like, in the back room, but I have a front room, and that's got, like, a 55-inch, and it's got... it's a Google TV, which I haven't, like, explored all the apps, but... But it converts from 2D to 3D.
Ooh.
And it came with like six pairs of 3D glasses.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can change it. And it's bad fucking ass because I got I got The Hobbit on Blu-ray with 3D.
Wow.
Wow.
Holy fuck. It is so nice. You're like, oh, hello.
Awesome.
Hello. Can I touch that? Yeah.
That's bitching.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Tell me if this is a thing, guys. Maybe you know. Is there 3D porn?
If not, there should be.
Right?
There should be. But I'd be a little scared because sometimes those cocks are pretty big.
Well, yeah, that's because like project right out there.
Yeah.
And it's like 3 feet long.
You know, but then you kind of think, well... Are they that big or is a chick really that small? You know? I mean...
It's porn.
It's kind of
You
like,
don't know.
And I'm thinking that, like, you know how when you go to a 3D movie and they just do things that are just obviously trying to be 3D? Mm-hmm. Like, they'll take something and just, like, throw it out the screen. You know, somebody's just going to be waving their cock in your face.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Smack, smack, smack.
I imagine
yeah,
3D
like,
porn.
You know, I'm going to shoot stuff and it's going to be like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, okay.
But you know,
so that's the next evolution in that is like those 4D theaters, like at Disney World, where they, you know, shake the seats or something, you know,
oh
like
God.
When
yes.
you're watching the porn,
it starts vibrating.
Yeah, I know.
And then at the end, then they spray the water in your face.
For an authentic experience.
Right. Oh, shit. Just like on certain spots, though. Not like on, you know, because, you know, you think it's going to, like, splatch you, but it's like, no. It's like a spot here and a spot there, and you're like, well?
Oh, in my eye. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Damn it.
Just like the real thing.
Yes.
Exactly.
You walk into, like, here's your glasses and here's your towel.
Oh my God. This needs to be a thing if it's not already.
Oh my God, for real.
Seriously.
Okay, we're putting it out there. If
yes.
anybody creates this,
yes.
invite us and we'll cover the opening
we
night.
Totally.
I will be there with towel and everything.
Yeah, let's red carpet this bitch. And interpret that how you will.
I got a red carpet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We can all bring the red carpet if you want.
All right. So the other day I'm at work and I have to look up a lot of random bullshit at work. So I'm looking up shrimp boats because I need to fucking draw a shrimp boat. It's fascinating, truly. And so I just type in Google shrimp boat and it finds Urban Dictionary shrimp boat. I probably should have looked this up before I brought this topic up, but basically the definition on Urban Dictionary of a shrimp boat is when a guy comes into another guy's ass and then he sucks it out with a straw.
Oh.
And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. This is the second time this has happened to me at work, because the other time I was looking up whale tail, I think. And this is actually a pretty common thing. Whale tail is when a girl is wearing low-rise pants and she's got a thong on. And when she, like, leans over and you can see the top of the thong and it's shaped like a whale tail.
Oh, my God. The visual.
Wow.
I did not need that.
Yeah, because I was actually looking it up in the Google images and I kept seeing pictures of women's asses with thongs. And I'm like, what the... No, I want an actual, like... A fucking sperm whale or something. The tail. That's it. Has this ever happened to you guys? Like,
No.
You just accidentally find out something that you don't want to know. That is,
you know, I hate to say it, but we have filters on at work, and so I don't have access to this valuable information. I could learn so much.
We don't have any filters yet. But
you lucky.
I think that because they're not paying attention, because I've clicked on enough things at work that I shouldn't.
Well, nor should they be, really. I mean, what do they care?
I'm right up front. So like when people walk into the office, they're going to see my computer first. So like perfect example, the other day, our good friend of the show, Howard Moody, sent me a video to his new video that he made. I think it was called Hairy Balls. And
yes.
thinking that
oh
it was,
my God.
Oh, no big deal. Let me just click on this Hairy Balls video. Why not?
Totally safe for work. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was not safe for work, but it's not exactly the first thing that people should see when they walk into our office.
First impressions do mean a lot.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, I'll have to link that.
Yeah.
It was so good. He's really awesome.
It was quite... You know, there was a lot of different types of, you know, I guess just images that I wasn't expecting.
Ball-shaped things.
Yes. I was like, well, yeah. Okay.
Okay, like in Fargo, do they have the truck nuts? Like when you're driving down the street and you see the nuts hanging off the back of the truck, off of the hitch.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
There was a lot of those floating around behind his head. And,
okay.
Yeah.
You know what, though? there, for as many as there are in Fargo, and there's really not too many because people are kind of reserved here and they don't express themselves in quite that fashion, Wyoming is much worse, which is where I'm originally from. And you got all the rednecks doing that shit, and then they've got the sticker of Calvin pissing on something.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, naturally. And then some sort of like redneck, don't take my gun kind of thing.
No fear. No fear, man.
No fear.
Actually, I had something. I have to bring this back up and like maybe produce them or something. Because at one point I had seen so many of Calvin peeing on things that I turned it around and drew R. Kelly peeing on Calvin. And I made it into stickers.
And Calvin's that's like, perfect. He should also be trapped in a closet.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course. Of course.
I pulled out my gun.
What was the one thing I saw in the Urban Dictionary? I think it was scuba diving. Okay, scuba diving. The act of a man placing one testicle over each nostril of a girl. Then, after each testicle is securely in place, placing their cock firmly in their mouth, thus completing the scuba dive.
Wow.
No, thank you.
Snorkeling. Variation of the Roman war helmet. This maneuver is placed by... performed by placing your testicles over the eyes of a partner, forming a mask. The breathing apparatus is formed by placing the end of your penis into the receiver's mouth.
Wow. I mean, I've been... Wow. My dad was in the service for like 29 years. He was in the Navy. And we, you know, very fortunate to live overseas. And one of the places that we lived was Bermuda. And we were there for 3 years. And there was, within the Department of Defense curriculum, they had what's called a marine biology seminar. But never, ever, when I went to that damn thing, did someone take out their junk and put their shit up all up on my face.
Well, this is a good thing.
Yes, it was a very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they said, we'll go in. You know, we went out. We went to these little islands in the middle of the island. And we got to, you know, experience deep sea fishing and blah, blah, blah. And there were these, you know, these things called sea anemones and sea cucumbers. And, you know, the sea cucumbers acted like the baseball bats, and the sea anemones acted like the baseballs, so they would take them up and they would just fucking, you know, launch them and take the sea cucumbers and smack them bitches. And it was like, well,
the sea cucumber, is this what a mermaid uses to masturbate?
You know, it looked like it. And, you know, granted, I was in the very, you know, the very delicate stage where we weren't really sure. It was that part where, do you believe what your friends say, or do you believe what you read, or do you believe what your parents say? Which, you know, coming from my upbringing, my parents didn't say anything, like, you know, aside from when I got my, you know, menstrual cycle, my mom was like, well, you do know you can have kids now. That's what she told me.
Oh, really?
That's what she told
me. Oh, my God.
She said, you can have kids now. I'm like, okay. And I thought I was like shitting in my pants because I'm like, oh, I don't know what's up going. I'm like cleaning my ass, but there's this black shit there. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
No.
My underwear is broken. Just like, well, yeah, you can have kids now. Okay. I was like, oh, okay, mom. I'll try not to.
You know,
to
okay.
Do that.
May I ask at what age this happened?
It was, you know, it was like, I want to say it was 10 or 11.
Okay. So, yeah, 10 or 11 is like, is that giving you permission to have kids? Like, what
the
hell?
I don't know. I thought I was shitting in my pants. I'm like, oh, because I would come home and I was like, what's wrong with this? Why is my, I didn't poop. It doesn't smell. What is this?
So your mom didn't like have a talk with you before this happened?
No. Yeah. Not at all.
Oh,
I was,
my
like,
gosh.
Totally unprepared. I was like, there's dark stuff in my panties. And my friends are like, ew, Gene.
Oh, so this like happened to you at school?
Yeah.
Wow.
You showed your friends?
No, well, I mean, you could see it. I mean, you know, I'm in, you know, like an island. So we have to wear shorts. And I'm like,
Okay, so it kind of bled through.
Yeah.
Oh no, you poor girl! Holy shit!
I had no idea. And you know, I'm walking with my mom, and she's like, "Well, you. I mean, seriously, that was one of the first things she said. You can have children now." I was like, "Wow,
wow,
okay. I don't know what that means." Am I supposed to have kids now? I
thought that's kind of what I was
saying.
I thought
I needed to graduate first, but okay.
One thing at a time, Mom, yeah. Please.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
My mom never had to talk with me either, but like we had the whole thing where they take the boys to this classroom and the girls to this classroom.
Yes.
And you know, and that's how I learned about things, because my mom didn't tell me anything, and I carried on the tradition and didn't tell my daughter shit because I didn't know what to say. I was like, how do I bring this conversation
right.
up?
Right, exactly.
Because like my mom never did anything, you know.
You just talk about it, I guess. I mean, as awkward as it's going to be, it doesn't matter. You just do. That's what my mom did with me. Like, at age 9, I got curious as to what sex was. I didn't know, and I wanted to know. She gave me a book first, and then asked me, okay, what did you get out of that book? And then we had this big, long talk about, like, what sex was, and reproduction, la 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 la. Then at age 10, 5th grade, they do the thing of, you know, put the boys in one classroom, put the girls in another, and let's talk about our bodies and how they're changing, and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And, I found that way more awkward than talking with my own mother.
I can't even imagine, because like I just didn't have that conversation with my mom, right. And it was all very awkward for me.
My parents were into Amway, and they had this thing, you know, like before the Virginia Beach public school systems had like their, you know, whatever it was called, like public health or whatever crap they called it, and you had to do it as part of your curriculum. They had this part where my parents kind of had these tapes, like tapes that was like, it's okay to say no. I remember, it was like, it's okay to say no. Go ahead and let your feelings show.
Oh my God. Did you?
And they would have these random scenarios about like, so you're walking, you know, and this guy who's selling ice cream, he wants you to come inside the ice cream truck.
No!
What do you do?
Oh my God!
It was horrible. But at the same time, it spoke to me because I came from the generation where, you know, you have these, I don't know if they even have them now, but you have these books that had these read-along things with them, and you would play the tape or record or whatever have you concurrently with the book.
Yeah.
And so
I love those things.
Yeah, like that's how I like know of Sleeping Beauty through Disney.
I almost thought you were going to say Snoop Dogg. I was that'd be so
awesome. Not that awesome, but you know, it was like
I want that book.
It would have this little twinkle, you know, Tinkerbell like blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Change your page, blah blah blah. So the Amway Corporation had this same thing with, you know, well, you know, prepare. So instead of my parents actually having the talk with me, they let me listen to these retarded tapes. They're like, okay, here, listen to this.
Gosh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, there's, you know, it wasn't cool. It was like this stupid, not even like, you know, what's the name of that bear for the
Teddy Ruxpin?
Not even Teddy Ruxpin, but the guy that was like, you know, it's okay to say no to, you know, forest fires or whatever.
Smokey the Bear.
He wasn't
only you can prevent forest
cool.
fires.
It was just like, hey, it's okay to say no, and like, what does that mean?
Just say no to everything.
Yeah.
Do you not want to get into my white van with me?
Right, exactly. But then my culture, because you're brought up to respect your elders, you're not to necessarily question their intentions. Mm-hmm. You're just to say, yes, you're older, you're wiser. This is what I need to do because you're wiser and you're older. It's like, okay. I'll just
How
listen
confusing.
To these stupid dogs and, you know, look. You know, turn the pages, but you know, if my grandpa says something else, then I'm like, okay.
Yeah, what do you trust?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, that's an awful, horrible, lame way to learn the facts of life.
It was horrible.
I'm so sorry,
Well,
Jane.
You know, it's okay. That's, it's terrible. I turned out okay. You know, I don't have any kids.
Yeah. I was going to say,
I've said no.
You know, I'm the one sitting here that had a kid like, when I was 18. So, yeah, apparently I'm not on the right course. Maybe I should have.
You did not say no.
I should have had the Amway, you know, tape.
Exactly. It worked for you.
Instead of making mixtapes off of like 103 jams in the afternoon, you know, you just go and you listen to your your Amway. It's okay to say no tapes.
It's okay to say no.
Yeah. And you listen to that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. I think the reason why my mom had a completely different approach to sex from what you experienced, Jean, is the fact that she did have a kid at 18. And she was like, I'm not going to perpetuate this cycle. So she was incredibly upfront about it with both me and my sister. And we would talk about it a lot because she wanted to make sure we got through at least high school without getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she didn't want us to become her. I mean, she had to sacrifice a lot because, well, I came into being, unfortunately, in a lot of ways. But, you know, that's just what happened, and she had to deal with it. And in those days, it was very taboo if you were an unwed mother. So she ended up going through a horrible marriage with my biological father, which fell apart rather quickly. And, well, yeah, needless to say, what happened needed to happen. And, you know, I think it's incredibly important to just be upfront about sex.
Wow.
Don't treat it like this taboo topic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different than, say, okay, you break your arm. You're not going to be all taboo like, oh, she broke her arm. Oh, my God, she has a cast. It's like, well, you know, I hate it when parents are all secretive about, like, periods and shit. You know? Like, do you need some pads or tampons?
You know what's sad is that I hate it, but I am that way. Like, I totally really? Am. Yeah, when we're at, like, the
okay,
grocery
Jenny,
store or something,
why?
I'm like, do you...
I never thought you would be that way. Why?
I don't know. I'm not like that with anybody else, just with my own daughter. I just feel like it's just this weird barrier that I can't cross. Probably because, like, my family is not very open with each other. You know, we've never talked about that sort of thing. So I don't know how to approach it. And I know that, like,
okay,
just say it or just try it and see what happens. But
it's
so awkward, like...
There's no good way to do it, Jenny. Just do it. It's like, we need to have a talk, and I want to talk about this, and I want to know what your thoughts are on this. And, yeah, it starts off awful, because this happened to me so many times between the ages of, say, I don't know, 13 and 17. Mm-hmm. We did this so many times. But you know what? In the long run, it was much better to confront it head on and... learn, I guess, from my mother's perspective what she mm-hmm. thought about things because she had to experience growing up at such a young age. That did teach me a lot, and it taught me, you know what, sex is really not worth it at this point. I think it's good to just be open and honest. You'll get through the awkwardness. It will happen, and you can have just a very straightforward conversation eventually, and it won't be so uncomfortable in the long run. Like, it's like, it's kind of like sex. The more you do it, the better it is.
Yes. Unless you get really lucky.
Yeah. Like, the first time is really going to be awkward, and it's not going to be that satisfying or anything, and then you're just going to like, oh, that's what it, okay.
Oh, yeah. The first time is always awful, especially for the girl, right?
Right, because you're just like, ouch.
Right.
Is this
yes, thank you.
Like this
couch is so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Is it okay that I'm biting your shoulder? Because that's what I have to do.
Why do you need the video cameras? I don't understand. Oh.
I thought that was the second time you did that.
No, that's when you get the ice out, you know?
Well, okay, I think I did this wrong.
Yeah. Or is that the third time?
Well, maybe the third.
Wait, okay, I think it's ice the second time, video cameras the third, and then by the fourth, you just don't give a fuck.
Oh, I did this all wrong.
Okay. Me too. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yay. We are doing it wrong. Thank God I'm married. I'm sick of that whole dating game, the one night stand game, or just the fuck buddy game. I do not miss it at all.
Yeah, me neither. And I'm not even
married.
No,
that is shit.
I'm tired of that, all that shit.
Yeah.
It's pure shit. Like, for those of the listeners who are 20 years old and doing that, it does get better.
It does. Yes, I would agree with that. You know, you do what you gotta do, you know.
Yeah, learn.
Have your Monday through Friday, and then leave your weekend open. Just for, you know, what you need. Because you never know.
Yeah.
And then you can
binge drink
your Monday through Friday. But mm-hmm. it does get better, because then you can scale it down. You can be like, well, you know what? I don't really need you Monday. And I don't really need you Wednesday. Because there's a lot better things going on.
That's right. Yeah, you narrow that down to Tuesday and Thursday, yes, and occupy the rest of your week with other things.
That's
but
right.
Yeah, you got to learn these things. You got to make your own mistakes, your own bad decisions before you come to this conclusion. You really do.
Yes.
It's the best way to figure this shit out.
You have to.
This episode has turned into like a PSA. It's like
really
the after school special.
Is. The more you know.
Where did Jenny...
Sex. It gets better, kids.
She had to take off to go to a thing.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
She took off.
Yeah. Thing. She was, like, define gone, thing.
No. Nah. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. She's gone.
I thought she was just going out to smoke or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay.
she doesn't even
that's
smoke.
No, she
smoke.
Bailed.
She has like a cigar. She has a big fat blunt.
Yeah, I was like, well, okay.
She's chilling out on your front porch with a pipe.
Word. Hey.
I could see her doing that, actually.
I've got these neighbors across the street, and I call them the Doomsday Preppers because that's how I feel they are. And ever since I've lived in this neighborhood, they've always been that way. They're like, you know, we've got a lot of arsenal in our house. They've actually told me this, and, you know, they're like, yeah, we just... And if you look at their house... Because, you know, it's kind of like a ranch style, but if you look and you just kind of gaze over, there's this other piece of real estate that just kind of pops up. And it's basically a place, and you'll see it, Jenny. Just look over across the street and you'll see mm-hmm. there's this like weird double, you know, like two-story place. And I swear to you. That's what they have. They probably have meetings there. They've got, you know, they've got their things going on. They've got all these weapons. And as long as I'm friends with them, I feel comfortable. Because
you don't want to get on their bad side.
I don't want to get on their bad side.
Yeah, don't get on their shit list. That's for sure.
Because they have more than BB guns also.
Yes, they're in the front of the court. Yeah. I live in a cul-de-sac. They're in the front. So they're going to be like the number one.
So when the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm going to come down here and hide at the end of your cul-de-sac.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. And they're the front lines. They'll be the first ones to get killed.
Yes.
And they'll protect you. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah. Is. That's a good situation.
It's pretty cool because
it's worth it to befriend those people.
I had to like tile my bathroom, like the floor. And I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And he's like, oh, you know what? We've got a shit ton of tile in the back of our house. Just come by and pick it up. I'm like, really?
Shit ton.
They're like, yeah. So I went over there over the summer. I'm like, well, God damn it. There's a shit ton of tile here.
Are they hoarders or something? Do they have just a ton of shit?
They have a ton of shit. They're nice people. Huh. Nice people.
Don't want to say anything bad about them.
No, I don't because...
No.
But they're just different.
I think they're survivalists.
They are. And I've never, don't know what the symbolicism is. I didn't say that right.
Symbolism,
thank you. Of
Cymbalta, like a drug.
Cymbalta. No, that didn't do shit for me. I tried
it. They have green lights, like green porch lights. Like, you know, if you've got a blue porch light or a red porch light, you know, gay, whatever.
What? Wait.
Huh?
Yeah. They're, you know.
Wait a minute.
If you have certain colors on your front porch lights, they symbolize different meanings.
Okay. I need to hear about
this. Okay. So like.
Yeah. This is new to me.
Of course, you know, red light special. You know, you've got.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Blue light special. Blue light is. I can't recall, but it is something.
It's Kmart.
In the whole, you know, alternate
it's,
type of lifestyle.
Like you're a swinger if you have a blue light on
something
or something?
Like that.
Blue light special.
It's gay. They've like, got, swinger Kmart?
They've got green lights. And they also have a knight in shining armor. Just chilling what? Out. Just what? Chilling out in the front. And I was like, God, what is that?
Because what the you fuck does that mean?
There's got to be, they've got to have a camera in there and they're watching the neighborhood. They know exactly what's going on.
Like sentry.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it's out. Really weird.
I would have maybe they produce really high quality gay porn.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know what else to make of that.
I don't know. But green lights, I've never seen that. We were out on driveway, and it was over the summer, and he was kind of out there. I'm like, hey, you know, come on over, blah, blah, blah. What's going on? I was like, what's up with the green lights? And I don't remember what he said.
But the green light was is that he wiped your memory out with the green
yes.
light.
Yes.
It's like
yeah.
the neuralizer.
You know? He's an MIB.
See, that disturbs me because I think at some point I had like a pink light in the front of my house.
Which oh, and pretty. What the shit does that mean?
I don't know.
Doesn't
it
like take care of bugs?
I thought that was the yellow one because I do have a yellow light now.
Yeah.
But at one point I just...
That's what I have.
Like, what does yellow light mean?
I think it just means heteronormative, really.
Right. Bugs, fuck off.
Wasp lives here.
Really? We've got a cat. He'll eat him.
Yeah.
So now I want to know what the pink light was telling people about me.
I don't know.
Pussy.
I like pumas.
Pussy lives here. Come get your pussy.
That's what it was.
That's right.
Shit. Yeah. Okay, I find this hilarious, you guys, because for Christmas, some people, because it gets so cold here in December, a lot of people won't necessarily decorate the outside. You know, they won't put lights out like a lot of people do. It's just too damn cold. Mm-hmm. So what a lot of people will do is change like their front porch light and their garage light to red and green. You know, it's like pseudo
it's like
Christmas
lazy
lights.
Christmas lights.
It is. So what the fuck are they telling people? I don't think they know.
No.
So okay, I see an opportunity for you to troll them. Once we figure out what the red and the green lights mean.
Yes.
Get somebody to go over there and just approach them in whatever way is best.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get on that. Craigslist is going to be great for this.
So, yeah, that's the show. Fuckers.
Sweet.
Deal with it.
Find us on Facebook, Mouthy
Broadcast.
Research
them damn bitches with the green and red and pink and whatever fucking lights.
Since Jen isn't here, listener challenge, which lights do you display outside your house?
I love it.
I like it.
I want to know. I want to know.
Give us a call at 757-541-CUNT.
Bitches.
See you next Tuesday, fuckers.
Our genius, Philip, she's trying to use...
She's trying to unscrew or corkscrew a wine bottle.
But Filipinos are smart. They'll make me forget.
Yeah, I thought Asians were supposed to be smart. What the hell?
Remember, she's in a subcategory. Oh, shit. Yeah, we're